The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. This 2 hours is meant to give you a 2 hours of relief from the news cycle that you can get 24/7, 365, anywhere you look, on your phone, on your TV, on your radio. Now we talk about the outdoors. We talk about getting out of the comforts of our home and getting out in the outdoors and interacting with God's great nature out there. Hopefully to catch a fish or to do some hunting in pursuit of one of the most majestic and popular creatures in the United States of America, and that's the white-tailed deer. We talk about that and everything else, whether it's from small game to waterfowl to invasive species, whether it's saltwater, Chesapeake Bay, whether it's freshwater fishing of any kind. We're all about it. We sometimes talk about firearms. We talk about issues that affect our world and so forth. So stay tuned, and we'll be launching into that shortly. But today, we have a new sponsor, Creative Concepts Taxidermy. I've known John George for probably 30 years, and John is running a nice ad in the Hunting Quarterly and a nice promotion here on the radio show for the next few months. So I would need to say this, Alan Ellis here for Creative Concepts Taxidermy with 35 years experience. John George realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. This season, Creative Concepts Taxidermy is offering a terrific service for deer hunters. John is offering to turn around your whitetail or sika deer in 6 months. That's 6 months with your paid deposit. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, Route 1, and the 95-295 interstates. So when you stop by, you'll see the Creative Concepts studio is filled with life-size game mounts from all over the world. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Now, Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts Taxidermy, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, or on weekends with an appointment. CreativeConceptsTaxidermy.com or give 410-799-1558 a call. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. Thank you for allowing me to do that, folks. Now we'll launch into the show. Let's talk to our first caller, who would be the inimitable Glenn from Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn.
Hey, Aaron, how you doing?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm still standing up and looking down to the grass. Well, where is that grass? I went to, what's up with this just time?
Yeah, grass a little short. Been a little dry, hadn't it?
Yeah,
saw a lot of corn, a lot of soybeans getting cut out. Now, that rain the other night probably set that back a little bit, but soybeans are cut on the property that I hunt, and it took him about 10 days almost to get them all cut. He took a cut through the middle and took them to the mill. They were a little bit too moist. They tell me that 13% is the magic number. You want to be that or below. And his were, I believe, 14.3. So when it's too wet, makes it a little harder for the mill to process, makes it harder to cut. So, you know, he left them go for another week or 10 days, and I noticed the other day they're all gone. So that's good. So.
They're just got time. I mean, it's not like they're late or anything.
No. Man, I remember My uncle's farm, he'd have corn and soybeans in till deer season, you know, Thanksgiving. And now it's get them while you can get them, and it's fine. That's what they do. And of course, it's been a very dry summer. Very dry summer. So we're, you know, we're getting a little bit of rain now, helping things out. But, yeah, so how haven't been out, have you, yet, deer hunting or anything? Get your license yet?
No.
No?
No. I don't drive anymore, so it's a little hard getting.
Yeah.
Somebody gets you somewhere anymore.
Yeah, I get that. I do.
Whatnot, too, so.
Yeah, well, it rut is here, from what I understand, about Maryland, anywhere from the 1st to the 15th, usually the 10th is the peak of the rut here in Maryland, November 10th, and all the studies that have been done seem to point the finger at that. So, you know, this time of year, it's I won't call it pre-rut, I will call it the edge of the rut. The probably the most productive techniques for deer hunters would be do a little rattling, do a little random grunting, and see what shows up. You'll see bucks chasing does, and you know, but they're not, I don't believe they're quite ready yet. I just don't. I mean, if anybody's been out and seen the bucks pushing the does, let me know. But I think we're just a few days away from that, so we'll see. But that's my prediction, and I've been known to be wrong. That's why when we come back to the show, they say more on hunting, you know. So, with Alan Ellis. Anyway, well, good to hear from you, buddy.
Yep.
Good to hear from you. So, yep. We'll talk to you next trip.
Radio.
All right, man. Cheers. Thanks for the call. Yep. So it was Halloween yesterday. The kids were over, and I had a fireman and a Dalmatian in my house last night. My little 5-year-old granddaughter was a Dalmatian with her little ballerina dress on, and Jameson was a fireman with his fire extinguisher and fire hat. They went trick or treating around the neighborhood with family and friends, just like always. One element was missing, and that was Gamma. But I'm gonna tell you something. And I've told a few people this. I'm going to tell you something. If you don't think that Gamma's looking down on her grandkids, I'm going to tell you this story, and then you tell me that she's not. Yesterday, now Jameson is going to be 6 on Monday. Yesterday, his daddy was waiting for him to get off the school bus, and he looked up, and looked up in the air, and coming down, descending over their yard, and landing in their driveway was a helium balloon, one of those metal helium balloons. Jameson went over and picked it up. No clue from where it came from. It just landed there, and it said happy birthday on it. Made me cry. Really did. And it's a very, very short, simple story, but it lets us know, it lets all of us know that someone's looking over those grandkids, no question in our mind. And many of you didn't know this, but Robin loved the little rubber duckies, you know, the little yellow rubber duckies. Last night when the kids were trick-or-treating, which they always did with Gamma, I mean, last few years she wouldn't miss it. She'd get out there on her mobility cart and kids would ride on the cart with her or walk along beside her, and she'd go trick-or-treating with them. Found a little rubber ducky out in the middle of the street on the next block. Nobody around. There it was. How about that, folks? That's not coincidence. That is not coincidence. Has nothing to do with hunting or fishing. Has everything to do with a Gamma loving her babies. So, let's keep on keeping on. The muzzleloader was not delivered yet to our winner last week. However, that will take place this week. We've already made the arrangements to get together on Wednesday. And, good morning, John B. Just got your text. And we'll take care of that. I'll be over there at the station. Station's putting on a little event for the show hosts like myself, the independent guys that have the shows throughout the weekends and on the evenings and that type of thing. So looking forward to getting some finger food and fellowship with the folks at the station. And, you know, there's probably a few people I don't know. I don't know. Bill, soon be 37 years I've been doing this show, or the old Maryland Sportsman Show, December 17th, 1988. Long time ago, many moons ago, many hunting trips ago, two wives ago. So we just keep moving forward, doing a lot of hunting. So Chris is all excited. He's getting his bear meat done. It's done. The deer processor, the processor from up in Frederick County called him, and he's headed up there tomorrow. People say, do you eat that bear? And I've heard all kinds of bear stories about whether the meat's good or not. And I've had sausage and I've had bologna. I've never had a bear steak or anything like that. So we'll figure out how that works. But Chris ordered just a couple steaks, one hindquarter and steaks, and then the rest is bear bologna. And the processor made a pretty good bologna out of deer, so we liked the seasonings, and Chris liked the seasonings. That's what mattered, so he's going to make that long trek tomorrow. Maybe he'll stop by and say hi. Maybe I'll get a stick of bologna. You never know. I didn't suggest that at all. I just told him I need a stick of bologna. There was no suggestion. Oh, man. So he's having a bear rug made. That'll be pretty cool. That'll be maybe a year down the road when he gets that back. But 89 bears. 89 bears were taken in the season, which is down considerably from last year. 125 were taken last year. Bulk of them came from Garrett County. About a dozen and a half from Allegheny, and eight, I think, from Frederick, five, six, eight, I don't know, from Washington County. But, beautiful weather. Beautiful weather to hunt bears. The bears were on the mast crops, you know, the acorns. Very, very abundant mast crop in western Maryland. So the fellows that focused on the oak flats and oak ridges were more successful than those that, I guess, hunted the cornfields and things like that. So that's how that all worked out. We'll have the full report in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, which goes to printers this coming week. And a lot of great stories and photos and new advertisers and things like that. So, let's see. Hey there, Bill. How are you? Oh, well. All right. Do you want me to tell the story again about the bear, Bill? All right. I will do that. Here's Bill from Westminster by text. Mr. Bear story. I pulled a permit this year, which is probably my fifth one in the 21 years of bear seasons. Took a bear my third tag. My third tag, I was actually able to take a bear in Garrett County. I'm looking at it right now, full mount right here across the room from me. And so I put my bonus daughter as a sub-permittee. We hunted Tuesday. Season opened Monday. We hunted Tuesday. Didn't see any bears, didn't see any signs. Saw a few deer, though, a couple nice deer. But the bears were there. We knew we were in the right area, but they didn't show up. Then Wednesday, she got sick Tuesday. Wednesday didn't hunt, so we did some quick plan rearrangements and switched properties. Chris was to meet me at 8 o'clock. He encountered a few little challenges on the way, so he got there about 10 o'clock and talked to the landowner. Landowner told us where the good spot was, where he was seeing bears on the trail camera and so forth. So Chris headed that way, which is three-quarters of a mile from the house, and I headed up the ridge behind the house, and, you know, I picked out a likely-looking spot, got in behind on a rock outcropping where I could see the whole valley, you know, and got comfortable. Maybe I didn't go high enough. Maybe I did. It doesn't really matter. So we went all day, never went in for lunch or anything because of the late hour that we got started. So we're texting back and forth, and Chris was sitting on a moss-covered rock, and so was I, but I'd forgotten my binoculars, and walked back and got him, and Chris had left a seat pad that I gave him to on the truck, and he said, "Oh, I thought you needed it." I said, "Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it." So he's down there sitting on a rock. I'm not sure what time it was, maybe 4 o'clock, something like that. Chris said, "I can't take this rock anymore." He got up and found another spot nearby sitting on a log. And the story goes that he tells it he had his head in his hands. And he was talking to God, and he was talking to Robin. They were very, very good friends. And he said, "I need to see a bear. Please send me a bear." Chris pulled his head up out of his hands, and he looked in front of him. And there stood a bear. Turned out to be a sow, had 3 grown cubs, very, very big enough to sustain themselves, according to Chris and according to DNR. They were very, they were very happy that, given her state, her condition, that the cubs were 2 years old and surely big enough to fend for themselves, which they will. And Chris took the shot, legal, ethical, and bear went about 40 yards and expired. And then the recovery process. Of course, I got the text that Chris's phone died, and so did mine at almost the same time, because we've been texting all day. It said, "Sal with 3 cubs." And that's the only thing I saw in the text. So I'm going, okay, when are you going to shoot, Chris? Boom, down in the valley. Do you need me to come down? Well, I knew the answer to the question. So I headed that way, and sure enough, there was Chris with the bear. How about that? So that was the story. And took the neighbors to the landowner came down with his truck. He called a neighbor, had a side-by-side UTV, and away it goes. And took it. Next day was spent going to the processor, going to the taxidermist, going back to the processor, getting the hide, going back to the taxidermist, dropping off the hide, and all that took most of the day, and then we came home. So there was a man who was more excited than anybody I've ever seen in the woods. Couldn't talk, couldn't text, barely could talk on the phone, finally calmed down enough. Just, he was just totally in shock, which was amazing to me. It was great to see. So there's your story. All right. Question from, oh boy, let's do a break, and then we'll get back to John Arace up in New England. He has a question. So let me tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. They're offering a couple new guns, the BAR MK32 Safari. That is an autoloader. I am sorry. The BAR MK3, not the Safari. This is the one I was looking at the other day. I was at Clyde's, and I was looking at his stock. There's many available centerfire rifle calibers available in the MK3. The Browning automatic autoloader rifle, satin nickel receiver finish, a polished blue barrel, oil finish, grade 2 walnut stock with cut checkering, high relief engraving, and it's got a shim adjustable stock for cast on and off and drop at the cove. It's a beautiful firearm. Then there's the BLR, the lightweight 81 stainless takedown. BLR stands for Browning lever action. It is reminiscent of the old Western days. It's a beautiful firearm. Rifle quickly takes down into 2 parts. A non-reflective satin nickel receiver finish. A matte stainless steel barrel. A gray laminated satin finish straight grip stock with checkering. The barrel's drilled and tapped for optional scout-style scope mount. Swivel studs, a True Glow marble arms, fiber optic front sight, and adjustable rear sights. And, of course, you can put a scope on it if you like. 2 high-power centerfire rifles from Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. Baltimore 21227. You can call it Lansdowne, you can call it Halethorpe. Clyde's been around since 1957. I got to talk to Clyde the other day. The phone number there is 410-242-6108, 242-6108. Clyde's is open 7 days a week. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website for firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories. Visit Clyde's Sports Shop. You will be glad you did. So with the chilly weather this week, we've had the old Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert fired up a few times, a little bit in the evening to take the chill off, a little bit in the morning to take the chill off. And If you have a beautiful fireplace in your house that you never use, well, we did too. And it's when we went to Backyard Billy's after visiting a number of other supply hearth dealers around the region and found that they had the friendliest staff, the most knowledgeable staff, the best selection, and the best prices. So we got that Enviro, and Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency and other top brands, and you can check out the many varieties of freestanding wood and pellet stoves as well for your primary or alternative heat source, and Backyard Billy's carries pellets too by the bag or by the pallet. Select a new pellet, gas, electric, if you can't have any of the other stuff in your housing development, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop by the showroom soon. That cold weather's coming. It's going to be in the 40s in deer season, Thanksgiving. In the 40s for a high. Get in there this week. Yes, indeed. BackyardBillies.com. Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. That's Graysonville exit. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace, and we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number's 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep, Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range for handguns, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, You can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
We got a question from John, who's listening in Lexington, Massachusetts right now. Could you tell me what a 30-06 is and the difference between that and a 308? What does the ought mean? I think he means, why can't it be called a 306? All right, very simple. It's a 30 caliber round, 0.30 inches. The ought is short for 06, which is the year it was introduced, 30-06. 30 caliber, 1906. That's what a 30-06 is. And the 308, what the difference is that there's pretty much the same caliber bullet, but the 308 may be a little bit ballistically better than the 30-06, not much. And it has a shorter case length. Very powerful 30 caliber ammunition altogether, but just like the 30-30. What is the 30-30? 30 caliber dash 30 based on the old black powder measurement for the bullet, 30 grains of black powder. 30 caliber, 30 grains of black powder, 30-30. 45-70, 45 caliber, 70 grains of black powder. That's the difference between the dash and the ought. Which rifle's more powerful? Both about the same. Any wild boar hunting, not in Maryland. He never hears anything about that on the show. There are people that go out of state to do wild boar hunting. Mostly what you're going to find are feral pigs, called wild boar for short. These are pigs that have been on the loose and born in the wild, become feral over the years, and they are devastating some of the farmlands in the South. There are places where you can hunt them from North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, Texas, some of the main spots for hunting the wild pigs or the feral pigs. So there you go. John, I hope that answers your question. And let's see. I asked Bill, who's been deer hunting. Yeah. No, I asked, seeing any rut activity. Said I did see one spike buck with its nose on the ground for just a couple seconds. Other than that, not yet. So how about that? 410 WCBM 680. We're giving a muzzleloader away this month, a CVA muzzleloader. Those of you who called in last week are entered. Those of you who have emailed are entered. And the numbers are growing. There's probably 10, 12 people in so far. So this would be probably the most, with all the hunting seasons coming in, the rut, the bow hunting, the waterfowl season, a lot of listeners, all you got to do is give us a call here at 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You leave your name and your number with our call screener producer, Mr. Aaron. He will take care of that, putting you in the contest, writing down your name and your phone number. Please give it to him clearly so he make sure we can contact you later. And at the end of the month, probably the first Saturday in December, we will give that muzzleloader away because I will be deer hunting the last Saturday of November. I believe. Now, wait a minute. Let's see here. When's Thanksgiving? And when is, let's see, Thanksgiving? Yeah, Thanksgiving's the 27th. Black Friday the 28th. The opening day of deer season is the 29th, and that will be the last Saturday of November. So it will be the first Saturday in December 6th. We will give that muzzleloader away to some lucky listener. That comes equipped with a Hawk optics scope, a 3x9x40 slug gun muzzleloader scope, and already installed. All you got to do is bore sight it. It's pretty close. And I actually, since I'm delivering the scope muzzleloader, had that bore sighted for Kristen, I believe her name was, last time, who won that. And we're just getting ready to deliver that. So then you'll have to get all your accessories, you know, the powder, the bullets, the 209 primers to make that gun go off, and a cleaning kit. That's pretty much all the accessories you need. And there are tons of videos on CVA website on how to clean it, how to load it, and how to take care of it. So, you know, if you buy a CVA, it's always good to know what you're doing. Not a lot of people read the manual, but a lot of people do. And it's other people are more visual. They like to see the YouTube videos and the CVA videos on all that, and we like them too. So you can learn a lot. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. So I hope those answers were good for everybody that sent me a text. And let's talk to Jerry in Baltimore. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Doing well, Jerry. How about yourself?
I'm getting older. You know, there's an old saying. You probably don't know. You're a young man. It's, and I quote, you're not just getting older, you're getting better. I've come to find out that that's a half-truth. It's not a lie. It's a half-truth. You're definitely going to get older as long as you live, but it doesn't get better. The body does deteriorate. It falls apart. And the mind goes, the eyesight, and a few other things that I won't mention on the family show, so I won't mention the other things that go.
All right.
So, look. I told you I live near St. Agnes. I live on living community. It's Jenkins Campus, Catholic Charities, senior housing. So anyway, I told you I see the deers on the campus out my back window.
Right.
And yes, not yesterday. In the last probably 3 or 4 days ago, I saw a buck. First time I've seen him. He's got the rack up there. You know.
Oh, yeah.
And I've seen probably I guess a buck in the making, or, you know, a young buck. I've seen the doe, and I've seen, like, I don't know how, I can't gauge ages, but say two of them that might be 3 or 4 years old or whatever.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And a couple of them almost like babies right now. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess 28 inches high, or maybe it's...
That'd be fawns of the year, or fawns from last year. Yep, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, like I said, a couple of nights ago, you know, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, I see that the buck with the antlers, and I said, "I've been looking and seeing these deer for like the last 3 years. I've never seen the buck. I know it's a mating or rutting season."
Oh yeah, it is.
And matter of fact, I was telling one of my neighbors, she likes to walk before dawn, and I explained to her. I said, "A little bit I do know that the bucks are very aggressive.
They are."
When it's rutting season, I told us maybe you should be more careful and wait for dawn to come out, you know, dawn, to, you know, the sun to rise before you go out and do that walk. Because I told you several months ago about that video I saw where the buck would attack the guy, and his wife was videoing it
and laughing.
And how professionally she held the camera didn't move, didn't jerk.
Yep.
I think the only thing that saved that guy was the tree. He was between the tree and the buck.
Yep.
And or the tree was between them, you know, the buck and he. And so I don't know. So, look, in closing, I'm going to tell you again, word on the street, the little ladies, it's something about, there's a club where I live in the building.
Uh-huh.
They have, like, midnight or 1 or 2 a.m. pajama parties, and they're stay up in anticipation of your show. And I heard one of them say the other day, it's like it's something like your voice, Alan. I don't know.
I
know you speak from the diaphragm. You know, most people that are announcers are people on radio, TV. They know how to speak, you know, in that professional tone. It doesn't vary, go up and down or whatever. From the diaphragm, excuse me. And one of the little ladies said that your voice is like an aphrodisiac.
Oh, I believe that. I believe that.
I rest my case, Alan.
Listen, Jerry.
Yes, sir.
Pajama parties, right?
Yes, right, sir. Senior pajama parties.
That's okay. Senior pajama parties, I get it. Maybe if you want to check with the group, since it is the mating season, you might want to suggest that I show up and teach them a safety course about dealing with wildlife at one of their pajama parties. Or just wildlife in general.
I think that's a good idea.
I'm sure they would enjoy talking about wildlife. Don't you think?
Yes, I'm sure they would. And I think, Alan, correct me if I'm wrong, you live on the Eastern Shore. I don't know exactly where, but maybe 40, 50 minutes from Baltimore City.
Mm-hmm.
If you did that and you did this presentation in person.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You're kidnapped by the pajama party crowd.
Well, I couldn't do it on a Friday night, or I'd never be able to show up for the show.
See, that's my point.
Well, there's six other days of the week. Just saying.
You know, I was going to say to you, if you need help, who are you going to call? And I don't know. You might say Ghostbusters. I'm a little bit over the hill. You know, they say a man see this forever and all that stuff. And never die. They just fade away. I'm starting to fade away. So I can't help you. I can give you moral support. That's about the best I can do. Bated breath, Alan.
We'll leave it there, Jerry. Always appreciate the groupie update, buddy. I really, really do.
Yes, sir. And you're my idol, Alan. Thank you. You have a very, very nice show. And
Jerry, one more question.
Yes, sir.
Should I show up? Do you think we should charge admission? I mean, I have to have something for my troubles.
Sir, Alan.
Yes. We'll call it admission. We'll call it admission.
IRAs. Bank accounts bursting at the seams. You may need to bring a bodyguard and a security guy to handle all the cash.
Now you got me interested. Well, you had me interested with pajama party, but you have me more interested now.
Oh, hey, I'm trying to think. I'm gonna get off. There's an old song. I forget it. It's like. He says, I don't like, some fellas look at the eyes. Some
Where'd he go?
Fellas look at the thighs.
Did you dump him off, Aaron? I hope not.
Sir?
I think he just disappeared. Again? I'm here. Go ahead, Jerry.
No, I was saying, there's an old song, I think, from the 60s. The guy, I don't know who sings it. He says, some guys, it's about a man singing about women. He says, some guys look at the eyes. Some guys look at the thighs. But all he says, give me money. That's all I want.
No. Now, so.
But you can have both. You know, hey, why not?
Jerry?
The eyes and the size and the money.
There's an old tongue twister. I don't know if you've ever seen it or heard it. It goes like this. Caesar sees her scissors. Caesar sees her eyes. Caesar sees her size. Caesar sighs.
No, I've never heard that before. They say you learn something every day. I've never heard that before. I've heard that the one where a man chases a woman until she catches him.
Correct.
The man puts a ring on her finger, and she puts one in his nose.
Oh, well, okay. Having been married three times, I'll leave that comment just where you put it. So,
yes, sir.
Jerry, you are a delight. Call me anytime. And do you text?
Yes, sir, I do.
You do. Did you leave your number with Aaron?
But I do.
Did you leave your number with Aaron?
Yes, I did.
Perfect. Perfect.
Next week, Alan.
All right, Jerry. You have a great week. You made my day.
That was my intention. I'm going to say this. I'm really going to say this in closing. Like Sylvester the Cat, I resemble that remark.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jerry. Bye-bye. I hope I enjoy that guy. I really hope you do, folks. It has very little to do with the outdoors. But, hey, look, we did talk about seeing deer and keeping people safe during the rut. So that's that. Also, keep safe during the rut because of the deer along the highway. And we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back from our second break. So we'll talk about I did talk about Clyde Sports Shop. Let's talk about Creative Concepts. Yes, indeed. Alan Ellis here for Creative Concepts Taxidermy with 35 years experience. John George, that's his name, realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. This season, Creative Concepts Taxidermy is offering a terrific service for deer hunters. John is offering to turn around your whitetail or sick of deer mount in 6 months. That's 6 months with your paid deposit. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, Route 1, and the 295-295 interstates. When you stop by, you'll see Creative Concepts Studios filled with life-size game mounts from all over the world. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts Taxidermy, provides five-star services for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. or on weekends with an appointment. Visit creativeconceptstaxidermy.com. That phone number, 410-799-1558, 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. We will be right back.
Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crabby, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too.
Belair Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Belair Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL, handgun qualification license courses, can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Belair Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Belair, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Belair Gun Range.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, the new Chesapeake Deer Mix, apple cracker blocks, and Takamati products, all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders, and accessories. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, apple cracker, hunting blinds, and deer feeders, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed, 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. Visit the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County, Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Apple Cracker Deer Feed Blocks and Bags uses supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer, and Apple Cracker Deer Feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains and protein and minerals. Use the blocks or bags, or if you have a feeder, use Apple Cracker Spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in four Craze flavors: molasses, apple, cherry, and the new persimmon Craze flavor, blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com. Or call Stoltz Foods Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929. Or applecrackerdeerfeed.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, there's the trumpets. Aaron, do we have more commercials that we have to do? All caught up? Oh, well, I probably should do Backyard Billy's one more time before the break, so... Do we have any callers on the line? Okay, Well, in the next hour, we're going to talk about Menhaden. News on the Menhaden front we've been talking about here for weeks at a time. Indeed, there's been some restrictions, some cutbacks and so forth. So we'll talk about that in the next hour. But we have time for one more caller. If you'd like to call in and get in the contest and say hi, we can do that too, right? Absolutely. Just a couple minutes left. So if you hear the dings in the background, folks, that's people texting me. And Jerry's call was quite an event. It set off a chain reaction among our listeners here that were texting. So not much to do with the outdoors. I mean, indeed it did, because he talked about the deer and the safety and, you know, keeping the ladies safe during the mating season. So, I did get something here the other day from... Who did I get that from? I believe it might have been Chris. A story out of Indiana. Woman was killed when a deer came through her window. Yeah, there it is. There's a news report. Apparently the car was traveling on the highway, and the car coming in the opposite lane hit the deer, and it went airborne and went through her windshield and killed the woman. She was a very lovely young lady who just had given birth to twins, and it was a sad situation. But that came from state of Indiana, and we've had, I think their statistics are like half of ours, 17,000 deer struck on Indiana highways. There were 7 fatalities or something like that last year. We have about 30,000 deer strikes here in Maryland, several fatalities a year, a few injuries too. So you just got to be careful out there, particularly this type of year. The does are fleeing the bucks are chasing the does, and I've seen a little bit of that. I've seen bucks chasing bucks. So just be careful out there. One thing that Indiana said that I believe was wrong, they said apply your brakes firmly and stay in your lane. My advice is to take your foot off the gas pedal to maintain control. Do not hit the brakes, because the modern brakes, okay, maintain control of your steering wheel and drive through the deer. Yes, you're going to have some damage, all right? But do not swerve and do not brake. When you brake, the front of your car goes down and tends to throw the deer up onto your hood. Anyway, there's the music. Get out, stay safe if you got to go. Remember your family. They're the most important thing. And love the Lord. We'll be right back after the news.